Blog Talk Radio.
Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
Hello, racing fans all over the world. Hello, grudge fans all over the world. Another Clocks Off production, y'all. That means that God has been good to us once again for us all to be together. I want to start out by saying good evening to each and every one of you all. Hope that everybody and everything is going well and swell with everybody. Well, y'all, it's a lot of us that were looking forward to for tomorrow. We had a few grudge races that was going to tomorrow, but, you know, when the big guy in the sky speaks, ain't nothing we can do but stand back and listen. He the boss of the wind, he the boss of the rain, he the boss of the thunder, he boss of everything. So, when they make it available for us, all we got to do what we do. Go on and get in. That's why Uncle Larry always be saying, enjoy yourself as long as you can while you can, you know. And that's just the bottom line to it, because there's other things in life besides what we do. Far more important things, far less important, you know. But you know, the whole world's a stage and everybody got a part. They got to play. With that being said, I'm going to say good evening to all the fans that's been coming out and supporting what these guys have been doing over the weekends, young. You know, and I hope y'all have enjoyed. Well, it's obvious that y'all didn't enjoy yourself because you kept coming back. But I hope y'all enjoyed it as much as I did. I know I enjoyed myself. It was good for me to get a chance to go out here and see these guys do their thing. And, you know, and it's good for me to see the Midwest picking back up again. We're getting back to our rightful thing, rightful places, and so far and so on, you know. And the whole thing is just really, really, really good, y'all. So I want to thank each and every one of you all that have participated and the ones that haven't been able to participate. We understand. Y'all get the same credibility as you were there. I ain't going to take you and throw you on the couch and none of them places. I'm going to keep you right out here with everybody else. So with that being said, y'all, I really wanted to talk about what was going to be happening tomorrow, but it's hard to say what's going to happen tomorrow now because we're getting so much water, y'all. You know, and with us getting a lot of water, it's a possibility it might be getting a lot of water out there, too. And when you get a lot of water out there, everybody, I ain't got to explain to y'all what the demo is. Everybody already know what the demonstration is out there. Kind of get the grass all kind of muddy and everything, you know. So we're going to hope and we're going to see what happens. We ain't got to pray for it because we're going to get a chance to get it in eventually. When the big guy in the sky say, okay. But until that time, I'm going to bring one of my fellow people in, 312-5187. 312-5187. Call and tell the people who we got on the line.
What up, Uncle Larry? Terrio. Hey, man.
What's going on, Terrio?
Just so you know, it's not raining in Morocco, man. It's been already checked.
That's good,
it ain't raining
man.
Out there, boss. It ain't raining in Morocco, nah.
Yeah.
Now we hoping that tomorrow will be a good thing. That's
not
what
sure
we hoping
so,
on,
Terrio. Yeah. Like I told you, Terrio, like you heard me say, man, I've been enjoying seeing y'all do what y'all do, man. You know, this is what it's all about, Terrio. And the most important thing is bringing everything back to where it's supposed to be, because as long as the engagements keep on going on. You know, and the people are going to keep going on because the people, they're going to want to see them, you know. And that makes them come out, or that makes them tell the next person, then the next time they come out, you know. And after a while, you got a whole multitude of people, you know. So we just hope that it keeps
going. And
doing
the good thing about it, they've been doing it. Good thing about it, been happening without an event going on. Every Sunday been a good thing.
It ain't got to be no event for them to do what they do, man.
There you go.
No
that's
event.
What I'm talking about.
All you have to do is want to get down. That's what it takes.
Yeah. Yeah, they make it Sunday the whole thing.
Let me bring this other person in with us. 313-7173. 313-7173. Caller, who we got on the line with us?
What's going on, Uncle Larry? What's going on, Terrio?
It's Shaking
Buddy.
Shaking Bake.
What up, babe? What's happening with you?
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening? Everybody all right?
Oh, man.
Oh,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. So far, so good, Shake. Glad to have you with us tonight. Shake, what's on your mind? Talk to me.
Man, I'm trying to dodge all this rain out here, man.
Oh, y'all getting it, too?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, we're getting it. We're getting the wash over. It's been like this all day.
Same us. We had an accumulation. We had a nice accumulation of water, man. You know? But, you know, moving right along, we ain't going to worry about it because you know what, Shake? Ain't nothing we can do about it. He said in Morocco, Indiana, though. He said they ain't doing nothing over in Morocco, Indiana, man.
Is that what you said, Terrio?
Yeah, man. In Morocco, I've been checking the weather up there and everything, and that the trap was open today. The trap was open in Morocco today.
And oh, okay.
Checking up over there. There's no rain. It says no rain in Morocco. It's dry. They said the mountain was supposed to be 59 degrees and cloudy. That's what they're saying.
Well,
so
that's good.
That means
they came across. Yeah, it came across and missed them. Okay.
That's a good thing.
What's
up? Because I really was looking forward to going out there tomorrow, man, as well as to coming to see y'all guys do what y'all do, man. I had a few people that I wanted to go out there and meet tomorrow, too, and do a little fellowshipping with people I haven't seen in quite some time, and the ones that I'm just getting to be familiar with and so far and so on. You know, I'm looking forward to that, you know? But if not, hey, the ones that's out there, man, I think I can deal with that, too. You know, so it really ain't going to be no problem one way or the other for me.
No, no.
Yeah.
It'll be no problem.
Yeah.
We can't change. All we have to do is just enjoy each day. We
enjoy ourselves. That's right. That's right. That's what we go out there for. I know I go to enjoy myself. Now, I don't know. A lot of other people got different ulterior motives, man, but I know I go to enjoy myself, man. That's my main purpose for even being involved, period.
Hey,
all the way back to the time when I was racing. Yes, Shay.
I need to borrow two things from you.
Come on out.
One of them is $150, and the other thing is your golf cart, because I want to use it to go to Florida with. You know, they charge $150 to bring the golf cart, so I figure I can ask you, can I use your golf cart? And I need $150.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with you, man. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. If I got to pay $150 to bring a golf cart in, man, it ain't nowhere in the world I'm going there, man. What am I going for?
It's crazy they want to charge me $150 for a golf cart, man. My own golf cart.
You know, what a lot of folks don't understand, Shake, is this here, Shake. And I'm going to say this here, and I don't mean no harm. If anybody take it that way, then, you know, y'all got a misconception about it. But I'm only speaking of something that's right. You know, if you're going to rob me, at least rob me with a pistol, man. Don't rob me with the things that I love, because of the simple fact that I'm not going to let it happen. You know, if you're out there robbing me with that pistol, and you got the ups on me, ain't nothing I can do. I can't do nothing but let you rob me. But if you ain't got no pistol, you're going to have a problem. You know?
Right.
And my thing with that here to Shake is this here. We got some good people in this game, man. You know what I mean? We got more good than we got bad. We're surrounded by a lot of negativity. But, you know, overall, Shake, we got some good people in this game, man. We got some people that really, truly, honestly love the game. We got some that honestly, truly want to come and participate and enjoy themselves in the activities, you know, and we have some that do just the opposite. And my thing with that is this here. You got people, and I'm considerate of people that work all day long because I understand what the circumstance is, and they look forward to the weekend. You know, and when they're looking forward to the weekend, they want to go somewhere, they want to relax their mind, they want to enjoy themselves, you know. So far and so on, you know, and they don't want to go nowhere where nobody gonna just do them any kind of way. And the reason I say the power's in the people, because if you support bullshit, there ain't nothing for you to do but look for the bull, you know, because you're somewhere around. So my thing with that is, you know, if they feel that that's what they want to do, it's cool, you know. But I'm just one of them people. I'm a little pessimistic about that, man. You know, I ain't gonna go nowhere, nobody just to rob me. You can charge me and make it reasonable where I can come and sit back and enjoy myself, but don't break me at the gate. You know, because if you pay $125 to get the golf cart in, then you gotta turn around and pay an additional, $50 or $75 to go in the back where the cars and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you need to go another, you gotta pay for parking and all this different kind of stuff. Damn, well, what? Then I have no consideration for the people that ride a long distance. You know, they already got to spend gas money. They didn't come thousands and hundreds of miles. You know, where's the consideration? I mean, there's got to be some kind of consideration in the game if people going to travel to go see the guys that go and represent from different states and so far and so on, you know. And that's just only my opinion, you know. So I don't want to force my opinion on nobody. I'm just merely speaking for Uncle Larry. You know, somebody might have the same opinion, somebody might not have the same opinion, you know, but it ain't no right or wrong opinion because everybody's entitled to their own. But that's something I can't indulge in that. Make it sensible, make it reasonable, make it enjoyable. And as long as you do that, you're going to always, over a period of time, you're going to always make more than you would if you try to gobble it all up at one time. What you think, Shay?
Yeah, I think so too, man. But you know what, Larry, that situation with Florida, you see, here it is, October, and I'm trying to gear up to get ready for Orlando already, but it keeps running across my head about this doggone, the way they treating us, man. So
yeah,
I'm gonna leave it alone for a minute. I'm going to go down here and kick it with Witt, enjoy his race on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And I'll deal with it later. Because you remember when we were there before? And, man, it was a lot. Man, that's a lot of walking you got to do. That's a big, big, big-ass track. And the concession thing, you know, all them different spots. Then you got to go on the other side of the track where your car at, and then you want to fellowship with the fellas. Hell, you need a golf cart.
Sure do. You're really right. If I go, I'm gonna make provisions. But under those circumstances that it is and that it still stands now, they can look forward to me going somewhere else. You know, I don't want to go. I'm not knocking the people's show or nothing. I'm just saying for Uncle Larry, you know, me myself, because you know I've been going down there for quite some time and it's always been enjoyable for us. I was concerned, but the last time. You know, the way they was handling folks and so far and so on, man. In my own personal opinion, man, it wasn't cool at all. You know?
It could have been. I would have did it a little different. I would have had somebody out there to police those golf carts. You know, you can have somebody police those golf carts. The same people you got standing in the pits, you could have had them. Tell these people with the golf carts that you got to move. You can't have them in this area, or else we'll tow them.
Right. Or have it so that only the racers. Or have it so only the racers in their group, the ones that's coming in, or the ones that can come into the staging part of it, so it won't clutter it up. You know, it's more than one way, but just to rob somebody, you know, once you rob them, then they turn around and still tell you you can't do this and can't do that, you know. So, you know, I didn't understand that because I've never saw that many since I've been going. I've never seen that many guards and police at one event before, period, you know.
Yeah.
And they was really nice. They were nice, but they were just doing their job, so you have to understand that. But I'm saying more so, you know, for the situation that was presented, the way it was presented, and nobody knew about it. And they traveled all that distance, and then they put it in on them at the last minute. So now
right. It's
different this time because you're aware of it. So if you're aware of it, you can go ahead on and enjoy yourself that way if that's what you do. And if not, then, you know, it's a long drive, Shane. It's a long drive from Chicago to Orlando, and I'm not going nowhere where I feel like I'm not being treated the way I'm supposed to be. It's supposed to be a grudge family. At least that's what was presented to us. You know, I kind of see it a little different. But that's what it's supposed to be. So the only way that it's going to be that is that the people that we're involved with or the people that we deal with or the people that we support make it that way. You know, and when I speak of that, I can't say that for the racers because the racers, they're going to do their thing. But, you know, we got the people that do the events and so far and so on. You know, and I know everybody that do events, they do want people to come to the event. So don't let nobody and don't themselves run them away from the event because if you do, then you're killing the whole cause, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Sure. That's just like, well, a farmer. The farmer, he feeds all his animals. and the hog and the cow that get the fattest, that's the first one they snatch up out the doggone pasture. You know, a greedy cow don't never get fat. You know why? Because he don't pee alone. You know, so my thing with that is, you know, they need to kind of talk it down and take it easy on the people, man, because, you know, they're spending right around $1,000 in gas going somewhere and so far and so on. Then you got to turn them out and pay for a golf cart. And if you want to race, you got to pay them for your racing and all that different kind of stuff. You know, my goodness gracious. You know. But
yeah.
I don't know, Shaq. I just hope that it all gets better, man, where everybody can turn around and really enjoy themselves, man. Because in my own personal opinion, I know what I went for, and I know why I joined into what was going on, and I joined into it for the good part of it, you know. And I tried to make it be that way. You know, I've been through a lot of stuff, too, where because I like fellowshipping with people, I was talked about like a dog, you know, but that never discouraged me and it never deterred me from keep on doing what I'm doing, you know, and I want to keep on doing that. But at the same time, everybody likes to see progress. Don't nobody want to keep going around in a circle but a drunk man, you know, and I don't happen to be one of them, you know. So I'm going to do where I see fit, man. I'm going to get in where I fit in, man, you know. And the only reason I'm talking about it is because I'm concerned about the goodwill and the good nature of a lot of people that's involved into this. That's what I do, you know. And a lot of folks might like it, a lot of them don't. I really don't give a damn, you know. The ones that do, they'll know it, because when I get around them, I'm going to treat them as though they are a part of what I am, a part of what I do, you know, and that's just the bottom line. I ain't going there with no frowns on my face and mad at nobody. Before I get that, I go get back in my automobile and drive back home, you know.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, but that's a big pill to swallow, Shake, because I always look forward to that. I even did security at the place down there, you know, during the period of time that we made it convenient for everybody to have golf carts. You know, that didn't want to walk around. Me and Gunner Picks, we made sure that everybody had golf carts where they could rent golf carts and have them there. And we did the security over to make sure that everybody's money and stuff was accounted for, because a lot of them used a credit card and we didn't want nobody's stuff to get messed up. You know, so, you know, you just got to be concerned to the extent, man. I didn't care nothing about getting home Tuesday. When I get there, the house was still going to be there. So I was good with that, you know. I just wanted to make sure everybody had a good time, you know? Yeah. So what you got going on, Shay? You planning on trying to get out there to trick-or-treat?
Yeah, I'm out here right now, Larry, and I got to make as much money as I can, because, you know, I got to have these bills paid and covered before I leave, or else I'll be in trouble. So I'm doing what I got to do.
Yeah.
I've been putting a lot on my plate lately, Larry. So it's killing me.
Yeah. Well, I say this one, Shake, and I have to get credit where credit is due. I don't take credit away from people. You know, Brother Witt, that's what made me start going to trick or treat, because the first 5 or 6 times that I went down there, you know, I liked the way that he was handling the people. I liked the way he did the crowd. Everybody thought that everything was feasible, you know, and we enjoyed themselves, you know. And when it first started out, as he would win a race and get ready to come back and get situated ready for another race, when he come out the gate, he and I would get together and shake hands, and he gets a congratulations from me about the race that he just run, because he was, you know, he was doing his thing, you know. But at the same time, you know, ain't nothing perfect. It's going to be some flaws and ups and downs, and I kind of overlooked that at one time. I kind of got caught up a little bit, and I had to turn around and reverse myself, because my main concern is not just Uncle Larry. My main concern is the environment where I come from, and because a lot of people here, I'm pretty well known through in and out the state of Illinois and several other places, you know. And I try to keep the same criteria, you know, because I don't carry the same thing I carried when I was a younger person, you know. But with me being a middle-aged person, I carry a total different criteria now, and I'm in a total different realm of life, you know. So, like I said, I just enjoy being with the people, man, you know, and that's what's happening. So, you know, y'all try to make this thing here. And I wish everybody would do this. Let's try to get together, y'all, and let's mount up the ones that are able to. Let's go down here and fellowship with Brother Wick and try to make his event be the same thing. But at the same time, I can't leave this out, and I got to say this. Yeah, bro, we got to come and fellowship with us, too. We got to get him here because he know he didn't got a lot of support from us. And we need him up here to come and fellowship. Brother Sham want to see him. Brother Leroy, all of them want to see him at the events. Big Drag want to see him at the events, you know. And it would be a good thing, you know, because if everybody got together and supported everybody's event the way that it should be,
yeah,
man, we would have a hell of a thing going. We would have a hell of a thing shit going on, man.
Uh-huh.
And that's real talk. That's real talk. You know. Let's say you get a thousand people or 2,000 people to come and support your event. You know, like the group that we had when the North and the South, the South came and versus the North. You know, man, we had it laid out, man. It was so many people there, man. It was hard as standing room there, man. You know, and And then little Tony, when little Tony used to have his events at 131, we jam packed that place, man. We didn't have nothing but fun, you know. And we could get to each and everybody's event, far, near, or whatever, you know. And we do that, man. Hey, man, everybody would be happy, man, you know. But some reason or another, I don't know, it just seemed like greed step in and just takes over, man, and it keeps controversy going, and it eliminates people, and so far and so on. And I feel like it's defeating the purpose, you know. But, bro, Wick, ain't nothing for you to do. I don't know if you're on the show or not or whatever. Ain't nothing for you to do but get ready because quite a few people say they're coming. I've been talking to the guys and to sit back listening to them talk on the morning shows and all around. They plan on coming to give you some support, man, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, even Brother Shen just came on and said the same thing. He said he tried to get all his business in order so he could turn around and be there, you know, so... You know, this is what it's all about. We got to start somewhere. Now, where it's going to start at, I don't know. But I know we got to start somewhere.
With the individual.
I would really like to. That's right. That's right, Shay. You said a mouthful there, Shay.
Yeah, Shay. With the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all got anything going on down there, Shay?
If it is, I ain't up on it, Larry. I got too much on my plate, too. And with this weather like it is, no, I know it ain't nothing going on.
Well, we got another one of our good friends want to come in with us. I'm going to open this mic up, 733-7115.
733-7115. Oh, man. Oh, man. What's happening, Uncle Larry and Chick in the Bay?
What up, kid?
Yeah, what up, much. Yeah, man, I was eating me a little dinner, and I heard you talking about a golf cart.
Yeah,
I don't have a golf cart, Shake, but you're welcome to my skateboard.
Hey. That skateboard ain't got nothing.
Yeah, man. I ain't got no golf cart, but you're working for my skateboard.
Hey, kid. They still might charge you $150 for that skateboard.
Oh, man. Yes, indeed. How's everybody doing?
Yep.
So far, so good, kid. So far, so good, kid.
I heard that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Getting ready for this little trick or treat.
You going, kid?
Getting ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man, we got to bring this brother in, man, because he's faithful. He faithfully comes on the shows too, man. And I try, like I said, I get credibility to everybody, man. I got one. I'm gonna say it again. I got one. Come on in, caller.
We're here. Oh, damn. Is that
the model?
Oh, who?
I got some Roman shapes with shaking,
man.
The Roman.
That's similar, man. Watch your mouth.
Hey,
yes, sir.
It's $150 for roller skates too, brother.
No, that's $300, man. That's one for 150 per foot.
Okay. Yeah.
You say what?
Yeah, come in.
Check what you go down there and do to them people, man. What did you do?
Man, I don't know, Cadillac. I asked them for something cold to drink and something to eat, and they went ballistic.
Oh, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
What you saying? They charging $150 for the golf cart to come in now?
Yep. They did that to us last year.
Oh, my. Well, like I say, hey, I've written one and had them bring it through and pay that whatever they want to rent. They can pay
$150 to bring it in, and then you got to pay the rent for it. Where you going to rent one?
Well, that's the reason I got to thank the Lord for good legs, B.
Boy, you might have some good legs, but you ain't got no good sense.
I got both, but that's good sense, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Everybody out for the dollar.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And it's up to the people to give it to them or not, you know. But, you know, it should be some pluggers out. And the reason I say it should be some pluggers out is because for a person to drive all those miles to get there and then know they got to turn around and pay to bring their golf cart in, man, that ain't cool, you know. If you're gonna do all that, put it on your plugger and let the people see the pluggers. Or either come on to one of the shows and advertise what you got going on, you know, and how it's going to be, you know.
Now, somebody needs to contact them and have them on one of the shows where they explain to what's going on.
Yeah. What is, no, Baldy ain't really got nothing to do with it, Cadillac. It's the new owner of the track.
Oh, it's the new owner.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They're trying to charge my folks that kind of money. Hey, man, we just thought we got the charge these taxes. That's real tough.
Yeah.
Well,
and then you know this is a year, man. But
you know what? It's kind of like.
Yeah.
It might might, in my own words, man, it may be okay with some people, you know, that's kind of, you know, close around and so far and so on. But when you got to spend $800 or $1,000 just to get there, $500, $600, $700, $800, $900, whatever the case is, and then you got to turn around and get to the gate, and then you got to turn around and damn near spend half of that just to get in and see the event. That's not fair to the people that's traveling, man. You know, and I just have to keep it real because that's my opinion. You know.
So, this is here. All these are the tracks.
We can't make out what you're saying, child. Like you got some kind of echo noise or something in the background. We can't hear you like we normally hear you.
Stop licking on the midges and talking to the phone.
Hey, kid, they told me you better put your teeth back in your mouth. You've been biting.
Is somebody on a speakerphone or something? Yeah.
That's kind of like licking on the midget.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
I got another caller, y'all. 312-1227. 312-1227. Come on in, caller. Caller, who we got on the line?
I'm just listening.
Hello.
Just listening.
You just listening?
Hello? Yeah, I'm just listening, man. Y'all go ahead, man. I'm going to mute for a minute. I'm watching this baseball game.
Oh, okay.
You watch that baseball game, boy. That's what you do. Oh, man. Mudbone.
Yeah,
one time. Hey, Mudbone. What up, Black? Man, I got a situation, man. Not a situation,
on,
but a
man.
Situation. Man,
I got this cat they call
All Man, man. He laying there talking trash to me, man. I need you to handle that. Can you handle that?
that might be this guy they call Kid.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Huh?
Yeah, I holler at him.
No. That's what I'm talking about. Take that boy.
I catch him at the grill.
Cadillac, you done made a mistake and dialed the wrong show again, man. This is not the car show.
Oh man,
look at him, man. You better be on mute, man. You better get on
mute,
man.
Why would I do that?
Man, preacher boy said he gonna hang something off in you. I don't know what that means.
But you know what? Hey, Cadillac, you also said that you're a drag racer. We don't know what that means. So what you say for it? You know, people,
you say what?
In other words, people could make anything come out the words of their mouth, man. But you know how that is.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. It's a lot of background.
Y'all, hey, I can't hear you. Y'all hold on. Y'all hold the show for a minute. Somebody on here that I got your mind over, y'all. Somebody got a horrible noise in the background, y'all. Could y'all please eliminate that noise? I don't want to have to search and find it. Y'all know because somebody got a horrible noise in the background.
I can't hear what Terrio. I was trying to hear what Terrio was saying.
Yeah.
That's a little better.
Yeah,
now what you say, Terrio?
Hold on a second, Terrio. Whoever got that noise going on, somebody got a bad echo in their background. Would y'all please get rid of it? I do not want to have to search and find that noise. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, is that kid down on his knees, got them teeth in there trying to get him out to get that pleasure? Hey, it sounds like the kids that came in the room now.
Sounds like you ain't babysitting tonight.
Nah, that ain't me. I thought that was you over there. You know how you get when you get happy.
No,
Do y'all hear the noise now?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, right, kind of like you can make your mouth say anything. That you trying to make your mouth believe you're a drag racer. And we know that.
Hey, kid, will you tell Terrio, a dogman, that I never said I was a grudge racer? I was a drag racer?
We know that. Are you sure you're a racer?
Hey, I'm gonna get the record clear tonight.
Oh, okay. Well,
not tomorrow,
straight,
but tonight. I am. Listen to me clearly. I ain't gonna say it no more.
Right.
I am not a grudge racer. I am a play
person.
I just show up. I just show up. I'm a fan with a car. That is all.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave
that
you alone.
Perfectly clear.
Yes, sir. Well, I will leave you alone from this day forth. You know that.
You do
good
that.
Report, Cal,
I will
man.
Leave you alone. I will
you
leave you alone. The unknown. So you like a, in other words, you like a female impersonator. So you
no,
are
I ain't no female impersonators. Now,
hey,
see,
hey,
I ain't
so,
nothing. I don't,
so what I mean by that is that you, as a race guy, you know how people like to dress up like they're a woman or something like that, a female impersonator. You like to dress up like you're a drag racer, but you really not.
Hold on. How you going to even put that in the same sentence, man? You know what I'm saying? Now, I heard something the other night about you, Terrio. I tried to let it slide, man. But see, now you trying
there,
to put
man.
Me in that boat. That
put
ain't going to work, cuz.
I strictly like women.
I ain't trying to play with the
no,
boy.
No, I didn't
say
nothing
movie.
Like that, man. I said that
yeah,
you was like, see, man, that you take it
I ain't
wrong.
Like that,
said,
man. I'm
no,
like a man.
No,
I like a
no.
car. I'm
hey,
a car guy.
Hey. No, man, that you like a personator of a drag racer. You know how a female
impersonator. I ain't no impersonator.
I
don't know where you get
what,
that from,
what,
bro. You got everything mixed
what you
up,
have
bro. I'm not
that.
Impersonator. How I'm impersonating? I got a car.
Wait,
I got a car.
And have you grudge raced before? Have you grudge raced with that car before?
I grudge race from time to time. Yes,
that's a personator. But you said
that
you
ain't impersonating. I had somebody ask me. They say they didn't want to race me. I say, well, I accommodate
you. I want to race you then. I want to beat
okay,
your ass
get,
then.
Only thing you got to do, get your weight up. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do, Terrio.
When
you see me at the track,
face?
Tap me on the shoulder.
Oh,
I do not
nah.
lock in. That is all.
Nah, well, nah. Yeah.
If you
see me at
the
track,
and I'm at the track.
You that you see me? No, no. The only way you're going to see me at the track, I already got work, sir. So I'm not
okay,
going to
you already got show. Work, I have some work over there for you. Come tap me on my show.
No. You're not hearing me.
I'm here.
If you see me, you're not hearing me. If you see me at the track, I already got work. I didn't get hired to go to work.
Okay.
I
well,
already
had
work.
You got work over there where
that's
I'm at. That's all I'm
trying.
Saying.
That's what comes. No. You're not understanding. I'm
man, I
already
understand. You
hired.
Know what? One thing I can say, man,
now,
is this here,
the
brother.
Point blank
and
is,
I ain't going
to
yip it. I ain't going
to yip
it yell and yell
you.
And tell to you. I'm going to tell
hey,
you
man.
Like this
hey,
here,
man.
Goofball.
Hey.
I see you at the track, boy. I'm making my way to come over there and see what kind of business you get and accommodate
I probably
you.
Got work
that's all I got
started.
To say.
I already got,
that's
got
all.
Work.
If you
but
see,
that, but
and the same
can,
thing
dude.
Go for you. If you see me before I see you, do the same thing, sucker. That's all.
I'm not going to do that.
You're barking up the wrong tree, boy.
I'm trying to hire you before. So if somebody was to come to you, you know how you could be on a tow and a person would come to you for that tow and that you already engaged on the tow, you said, sir, I'm sorry, but this guy here didn't already hire me. I'm sorry, you got to call another tow truck. Well, that's like me being at the track. If I'm at the track, I'm already been engaged. I'm already hired for work. Now, I'm trying to hire by appointment. I'm trying to hire you by appointment, sir.
Okay.
I'm trying to get an
appointment. I'm like this here. You hear me? You can't hire me. I'm like the tow truck driver. I can get you. I can do two for one. I can kill you and somebody else. That's how I roll. I can do you like
that. Yeah, okay. Okay, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, pretty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, I ain't with the pick up and go. I got a flat with a bed. I can carry either way.
Yes, sir.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
I do a two for one. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I do for you when I catch you out there, boy. Maybe you might have your big. You might be graduated then and got you one, so I can go on and flat you on out while you out there.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You accommodate.
Thank you, sir.
I accommodate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I like how you say that. Yes, sir. Say that
yeah,
real good in the right
sense. Hey man, it's like you a waste, man. You a waste of nut. You a waste of compensation.
Well, okay, I don't know how you feel that, but okay. I think you are the one that's wasted, but
okay.
Yeah, I think you really was a wasted one, but you good for something. You know, it's something that your craft allows you to do that make you relevant. Yeah. So what that is, by you being a chicken man, you fry up some chicken and you feed people. I like that.
Uh-huh.
So you keep doing what you do.
Okay, sir. Just a minute, sir.
Yeah, you do all you need to do, and, man, I look forward to putting your head on the shelf. When you see me at the track, you address me as Mr. Cadillac. That is all.
Mercy.
Put some respect on that if you don't catch what I'm saying, sucker. Kid.
Yeah.
Hey, you going down to trick or treat?
Yep.
You gonna have some treats in that bag, or you gonna have some tricks?
A little bit of both.
Oh, okay. Good report. Hey, I want you to help Terry on the pass some on when you get down there.
Oh yeah.
Hey, have some for beer.
Terry will say you're going down there to show up and show out.
Yeah, that's what he said. I hope that's true. Represent well, brother. Represent well.
Yep.
If I was a grudge racer, if I was a racer like Terrio, yes, sir.
Are you going down to trick or treat?
No, I'm going to let Terrio handle that. Wish everybody the best. Wish everybody the best. Kid gonna stand in for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my best.
Kid gonna stand in for me.
I'm gonna do my best.
That's right.
Be a drag racing impersonator.
That's right.
What event you going to there, Black? You know, we ain't got ain't but about two or three more events left.
I don't know, Larry. Maybe they had me going here. So if I do show up, I was thinking about going down there to, you know, to the Florida town for the grand finale. But you saying they charging up. Well, I guess even if you rent the golf cart, you got to pay that too, Larry?
Yeah, in order to get it in.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess you'd have to pick your golf cart up on the outside of the track. And then when it comes time for you to come in, it ain't like it was before where the golf carts was there, you know, everybody was paid for. You know, it ain't like that. Mm-mm. Right. It's different.
Oh, man. They don't throw a curve in the game, huh?
Yes, sir. They stuck it on them last year. And didn't let them know about it. We didn't get no plug-ins or nothing. A lot of folks came there. They were shocked. I've seen a few people turn around and left.
They ain't got the golf carts on the inside. They got them on the outside of the track, huh?
Come and get the golf cart. Yeah, you come and get the golf cart then. They have them sitting out there, and each individual that got their name down, they get their golf cart. And when they get them, they know they didn't put them in them people's hands. Then from that point in time on, when you get ready to head to the gate, get that wallet out. Get that wallet.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Mm. That's crazy. Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Hey, Cal.
Yes, sir.
I got something for that. Y'all check this out. Caller, who we got on the line?
What up, Greg?
What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on, Big Bang?
Can't call, man. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir. Everything's just wonderful, Big Bang. How about with you?
Everything good, man. Everything good. I was listening to y'all earlier, but I had to get off. I was I got another call. Yeah, we trying to stay.
Yeah.
And we need to sit on this rain. You really got that. I really get in there about 4 hours of this rain. We've been at all day in California. We're on fire now.
We can't hardly hear what you're saying, Greg. Everything kind of bubble up like you got your mouth on the phone.
Let me turn around. I said if we could sit in California just 4 hours of this rain we had today to put all them fires out.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah. It wouldn't be a
fire. We had some rain today, bro.
Yes, hey,
Greg, what you just said, that's copacetic there, brother. That's copacetic. You understand me? You said a mouthful right there, son.
Yeah, we got it, boy. I still hear my sump pump running right now. That sump gun, I'm be surprised if it's going to burn out, man. That joker been running all day.
All day long.
Yeah.
I know, Greg, last night I got up about 2:30, quarter to 3. I kept hearing something outside, you know, and I didn't know what the hell it was. So I got up and I went to the front door. When I went to the front door, it was thunder. It didn't sound like no thunder from inside the house. But when you open that door, oh, man, it was rumbling out there, man. It wasn't playing no games, man.
Yeah, man. It's
yes, sir.
Serious, man.
Shake and Bake say they getting it right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard him say when he got on that they've been getting it all day like we have all day long. Yeah, but it ain't bad up in Indiana because Carroll got on. He had checked it, but I had heard too they raced there today, and the rain kind of missed them. So, you know, prayerfully we'll have a decent day tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been checking it often, and they said no, there ain't no rain up there today. I mean, it's not raining up there now.
It ain't supposed to rain tomorrow, so they don't get no rain now today, we're gonna be good for tomorrow. Just be a little chilly.
Yeah, they just said cloudy, right? Cloudy and in the upper 50s.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool though.
So what's happening with you, Dragon?
Ain't much, man. Ain't much. You know, just on here, man. Just talking, listening to you guys talk. A lot of times I'll be just listening.
Yeah.
Be doing that. I was on the other night. I heard them talking Thursday night. I heard them talking last night.
Some
craziness going on, man.
I want to leave it alone, man. I'll probably hey, Dragon. I want to tell you from brother to brother that you know me and you like brothers, you know. I want to leave it alone, man. I promise you.
Yeah, well, it's probably best you
do. It tickled me. Okay. Dragon. I tell you what, like I said then, and I ain't going to start it now. I would never with nobody stoop to talk about your kids, your mama, your woman, your... If we having fun and that we just jugging, man, I'm not gonna bring nobody else in play, man. And if somebody else do, I'm not gonna go to their level and retaliate like that, man. Man, that shit that happened to me all my life, man. You know, playing the dozens, man. That shit go one ear and out the other. Is that one mine?
Uh-uh. No, that's
TV. No, I had one now. Yeah. That one there, mine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to stoop to that. I'm not going to go to that level, Drag. I never have.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Somebody
yeah, man. Your mama.
Here, man.
Don't nobody. Man, don't nobody mama got nothing to do with no drag racing.
No.
Wait a minute.
But see, here's the mama. He said your mammy. The mammy. That daddy. He said mammy. Boy, I'm a
mammy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know,
it's just,
you shouldn't have to do all that to talk about drag race, man, to get somebody to race you.
Nah.
You had to talk
man.
All like that, man. I don't need to race you. That's
exactly.
How I look at it.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's it.
You put the,
if
you,
I got to talk
put
about
mama,
your woman,
daddy, sister, brother,
your woman,
auntie,
yeah,
cousin,
anybody in your family. If
you
I'm
know,
at you,
know,
I'm on this.
I don't need to put
you.
That in there. It's just a how would you say,
it's a
level
thing,
you will
man.
Go to.
It's just a respect thing, though. I mean, if you're going to respect.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to respect that individual, man. And it ain't, you,
right,
you know,
right.
I just ain't got to go there, man. I never have. I never
yeah.
will, man. I mean, on any of that, man, I'm not going to never do that, man.
Right. If I'm going to disrespect Greg to get Greg to race me, guess what? I don't open up the door. It's going to be some flowers, and it's going to be some ringing then because him as a man, I'm as a man, I might be that disrespectful, and to a degree, he don't say much. He's just going to come with action. And I'm just talking trash to get away.
That's what that
if I respect
like that
you,
thing.
I ain't got to do all that.
That stuff leads to that. You know, that's mama.
Exactly. It leads to something else, man. And you know,
it leads to some humbug,
some people
man,
just
you know
don't go
that.
There, but some people just take it harsh, man. And,
yeah,
and you know,
yeah.
and you just don't go there. I'm not going to ever go there. I never have. Never have. Even growing up, man, I ain't mama shit, man. I don't do that.
Well, there's a couple dudes that gets on there and do that, man. You know, it ain't cool. And, they come get close, get real close to getting their heads knocked off, man.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you like this, and this is directed to Greg. I'm going to knock Greg straight on his ear when I see him.
Hey,
I catch you with that, with that
Kellogg,
car.
Kellogg.
I'm going to knock you dead on your ear, son.
Kellogg,
I'll let you know.
I won't be ready.
Yes, sir.
I won't be ready till next year, man. Unless you
okay,
want to race in January.
Next year, I'm going to meet you next year. You and Lowrider. Y'all be about the same time. I'm going to do both of y'all.
I ain't gonna sit up here and talk stuff and be bragging and stuff. And I ain't ready, man. It don't make no sense. I'm not ready, bro.
That's all. See, I like how you bowed out gracefully with that. That's how you're supposed to do. I like that.
Yep.
I like that. But you need to teach Lou Rider that. Lou Rider, he need a little some of that information there.
I'm sure Laura's listening. If he probably got a grandbaby and don't want to click on.
Hey, I'm gonna put both y'all on y'all ear at the same time. That is all.
Kellogg,
yes,
you
sir?
Couldn't win. You couldn't win if you had both cars.
Hey, Drag. Check this out. I can't lose what I lose. What I use, I can't lose, sir. Trust me.
Hey, Kelly, I'll get my hands on some money. I'm going to build me another street car. Something to go grilling with. You know, the car that I got now ain't really that type of car. Just something I like to do. It'll sit more than I run it. But I'm going to focus on something
yeah.
else after this done.
You still got that Dodge?
No, one of my buddies got one of the Dodge that I had. I mean, I could get it back, but I just ain't been able to put it together yet. You know, you told me I'm going to get it and don't worry about the money, but I want to pay for it because it's going to be stuff I want to do to it. And I ain't no position to be trying to build no two cars. Barely can finish this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you still had the Dodge, man. I was going to jump on you with that.
If I still have my Dodge, I'd have been a pimp to you. With all that stuff y'all got over there, Zay and Star Child and all of them pimp y'all.
Wait a minute,
I ain't got it no more, so I don't make no sense to me talking about it.
Yeah, if you're talking about it, you just have to do just that then, man. If you had that, you could just have to
show
up.
What you got money? I got friends.
You have to travel. You have to travel.
Huh?
You just have to travel, that's all.
You got your car ready?
Huh?
You bring your car tomorrow?
No. I'm gonna see.
I might jump in Leon's car I might jump in Leon car. I ain't never been in. I'm gonna jump in there and put it on you.
That would be a good thing. But let me put something on you, man.
Huh?
Get my number, man.
You got to get that phone.
You better have your battery with you.
Get your mouth off the phone, Cadillac. We can't hear you, Cadillac. Get your mouth off the phone.
He don't want us to hear him, Larry. He don't want us to hear him.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
No, you muffled. You muffled.
I wonder why.
Can you hear good, y'all? Can y'all hear him?
What about now?
That
is that better?
That's better.
Yeah, that's way better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you clear the bill. Right. While we're taking a little pause for the call, let me bring this other caller in. 705-373-0537. Caller, who we got on the line?
Gentlemen, what's going on, man? Tuning in a little late, but got to show my support. How's everybody doing tonight, man?
What up, big
man? We're good, brother Mark. How you feel?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, man? I feel skinny in a fat way, man, I tell you, goddamn.
You feel what? Okay, you feel like a... Okay, all right. That's a good thing, then, Big Daddy. That's a good thing.
Hey, I'm hungry, man. I need to buy a box of them wolf cookies you sell at Cadillac.
You say what? You say what? I got some for you, too, boy. I got some for you. I got some for you. You see, I sold something to Drag. You see how Drag, he talking undercover, like.
I ain't got nothing to run with, Cadillac. I had to go to one of my friends. I ain't going to be talking stuff when they ain't ready. I ain't one of them dudes to do that. When I get ready, you better not open your mouth on the radio.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Drag. Now,
uh-oh.
You talking out there. Oh, no. You don't talk that way now. No. Ain't no better not. Nah, ain't none of that.
Better not. Better.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. I see you out there. Hey, sucker, I'm gonna make you one of my helpers. That's all I'm gonna do.
I know how to treat you. I'm getting somebody car tomorrow. You gonna be in the truck tomorrow? I'll jump in one of my friends' cars.
Whoever car you jump in, I really care.
What you got on? What y'all gonna have in the truck?
Huh?
What y'all gonna have in the truck?
I don't know. We might have something there. I don't know.
Hey,
did you say what's the track? Yeah, it's going to be open tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be open tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Yeah.
Track will be open tomorrow, and Cadillac better not show up with nothing.
Really, man? Really, Drag?
You ain't try that, Drag. Come on, man. We trying to have a nice people show. Now you trying to get a little radical. I told you about that, man.
What time you get to the track, man? You bring that new Escalade? You bring that new Escalade?
Don't push me. I ain't no kidding.
You bring that new Escalade?
That's all I'm saying.
Did you bring that new Escalade?
Problem.
Huh? You bring that new Escalade tomorrow?
No, I ain't bringing it. I need to bring that. I bring my other truck.
Which one?
My Dodge.
Your what?
That's what I think. My Dodge.
My dude.
Hey, man. Go ahead and get your mouth off the phone again.
Wait a minute. I can't hear what you're saying.
You're good now. You're good right now. Right there where you at, y'all like. You're good. Whatever you're done, you're crystal clear.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
What you driving to the track tomorrow?
I'm going to drive my dually if I come.
Your dually?
Yeah.
Is it diesel?
Yeah.
I'll try that with my Suburban.
Hey, you might get something. I might try that with that. Yeah,
I'm gonna try you. You know, I got an old Suburban. I'll try that new truck.
Might be a go. You ain't got Lee truck, do you?
Which one?
His diesel.
His dually?
Dually is Duramax, he say he got.
No, I got a Duramax dually too, but I ain't driving it tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to drive my Suburban.
What year Suburban?
08.
08? Oh, yeah, that'd be a good race there.
Yeah, I'll try.
You going to give me the bus or something? 2 and 4, 5?
I'm
going to
bust your head. That's the only bus you're going to get.
Hey, I got too much. I'm going to say about another 3,000 to 4,000 pound more than you.
Well, take two of the tires off the back.
No, I can't pull nothing off. Nah. It ain't that serious. But you make,
hey,
I got
a motor in the back of my truck. I got a motor sitting in the back of my truck.
Okay. That'll even help you even more. Just give me a little something. That's all. I don't need much.
I'm going to give you something. A double dose of whooping. You try anything, sucker.
That sucker, you know what? You know what? No, sucker. Be kind, sucker. I'm just going to disrespect you. That's all.
Do that. I'm and I'm going to leave first, too. I bet you I'll leave on you, too. Another
$25. I bet you $25 you're going to leave first.
I bet you I'll leave first. I bet you I'll move first.
I bet you if you do, you red light, I get paid.
Bet that.
You got to cut a 00 00 to win the money.
That ain't no problem. It's gonna be better than yours, that's for sure.
I said for you to win, man, you got to cut a 00 00.
No, I got to cut better than you. That's what I got to cut.
You trying to put something else in the game? I'm setting the stiffs up.
No, you ain't. That's why I told you I'm gonna have a better life than you.
I talked to you like I talked to Cario. The race is that you have to cut a 00 00 light to win the money.
Nah, I'm gonna have. The only way I cut a 00 light, if you cut one, mine's gonna be better than yours.
I don't know nothing about that. I doubt.
Okay,
that.
Well, I don't know nothing about what you're talking about. Hey, your 2 minutes up. Move on. Clarify somebody else. Sucker done had his 2 minutes of fame.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute then. I'm keeping the show going. That's all. That is all.
Hey, Big Grant.
Yes, sir.
You know Akil and Skin is locked in.
Who?
Akil and Skin.
Oh, yeah. I know Rally Rail locked in too, and Sean's locked in Drag Racing News. Drag Nation News.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's three lock ins.
Some of the guys out south locked in too. I think Sham locked in with somebody, I'm not sure. I think I heard, you know, her kind of overheard that in the conversation on the morning shows. So
it's been being real good, you know, on Sunday, man. Real good. I just couldn't make last Sunday because I had to do the Byron thing. I know it, man. It's been being real good.
Yeah. And I'm glad you say that because I've been wanting to hear some of the people come back and say it now, you know, that it's been real good. You know, the Midwest is
always real good. A lot of races.
But if they start picking back up, and I like that.
Yeah.
Guys been getting it in, man.
Man, they have, bro. They've been getting it on.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it's going to be a real good tomorrow. Because everybody knows it's winding down for the Midwest, y'all. It's winding down. We just start seeing 50s and lower 60s, and the knees will start falling. They know it's winding down. They better get it in while they can get it in. Not unless they plan on doing some traveling. You know? But, That's what's happening.
Yeah, hey, they were saying on the news a few minutes ago that got a little warm front coming back in next week. They ain't gonna tell how long that's gonna last, but they're gonna have some decent weather next week.
We might be able to go on into November, man. But sometimes they do that.
Well, if it keeps getting good at this being drag, I hope we can. Because I know I've been enjoying myself out there.
I appreciate the effort, man. That people come and starting to feel good about racing again. I was getting upset, man, going to 41, sitting there all day. Ain't shit happening, man. But now these boys doing what they do, and I like that effort.
Well, it all goes back to what I had said. You know, we don't have to have no event to race. All we have to have is two racers that want to get out. Go and get out. You know, if you want to go to the event, that's fine, too. I'm not against events. But in order to race, you don't have to have no event to get out. You know.
Well, they don't prove
that.
They've been getting it.
That's right. They've been getting it in, ain't they, Grant?
Yeah, man, they've been racing, bro. And that race with Sean and Bam was a race that already had happened, but it was a misunderstanding, so they're going to rerun it again tomorrow, but change it around instead of Sean getting a spot. I think Bam getting a spot now. I think Sean might be a little bit too much off, but, I mean, it is what it is. We'll see tomorrow.
Yeah. And Brother Riley, he didn't improve. He really didn't improve, right? I got a chance to really look at his column on a couple occasions. He's doing much
mm-hmm.
better than what he had in the past. Mm-hmm.
Got the bugs worked out.
I'm impressed with that column, man. It really worked good.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think Rally Racing, Tutu them. That's who I think they run.
Oh,
that's right. What. Say that again.
What car is Tutu them racing?
I haven't seen anything Tutu them has. Somebody said he got a Camaro, though.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a Monte Carlo, right? Oh, okay. I haven't seen, so I don't know. Somebody was talking about it on the show or something last night, or maybe it wasn't on the show. But anyway, they said, because I asked them what cars were they racing, they said that it was a Camaro and a Boo.
That should be pretty good. Larry, what time you coming out there?
Somewhere probably around noon.
Yeah, I think
I used to get there early when they first opened up and stuff. I used to get there early because back during that time, you know, everybody would go out there and they would start the racing off early. You know, but now it seems like they didn't got it to a formality now where they like to wait until the last minute or they wait until they get real late before they start trying to get out there and get out. That's another habit I wish they would break. You know, if you're gonna get out. You know, ain't no sense of waiting until everybody sit around from 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the daytime and the guys don't really start getting it in until 6 or 7 o'clock, you know. But on Sundays, you know, these guys lately, they've been coming in there, they've been getting it off, you know, through the day now, you know. And like I said, that makes it more enjoyable because it's not only just about them, you know, you got the people that sit up in the stands, too, that can come in and pay their money. And they wants to get them some joy, too, you know. So it's just all around about circle, y'all. You know, I know it takes a little time, you know, and a lot of time. All human beings get to a point where they get confused about something or get lost. We all do, you know. But now I think that they see what it's all about. We can get back on the right track, and let's make this thing be good. You know, it's been good, y'all. For the ones that haven't been making it, Y'all need to come and see what's happening, the ones that's able. And the ones that's not, we understand, because we still going to give y'all the report anyway. So, you know, let's just keep this thing going. I hope that it ends this way and start off that way, you know. So we're going to see what happened, though. Play it by ear. Yeah. Yes, sir. So y'all, we got some pretty good ones that's gonna go off tomorrow, y'all. For the ones that don't know, we got some pretty good ones that's supposed to go off tomorrow, and I think we're gonna be blessed to miss that rain. So we'll be looking forward to seeing some of y'all come on out there now, so we can get together and have a little fun together and act fools together and be glad to see each other, you know, because it's just a blessing all the way around the board. You know, for the ones that can make it, the ones that can't, tomorrow, Shake and Bake Show will be on. If you don't get a telephone call before then and let you know what's going down, you know, but we want everybody to be informed. We want to keep y'all involved into what's going on out here, you know. Yep. I know I just want to be there. Just want to be among the good that's going on, you know. And that's it. That's the bottom line. Yes, sir. No doubt about it. I ain't got a chance to hear nothing from Brother Wick tonight. I thought maybe he might have come in and promoted the show tonight, you know, but a lot of times, you know, people have busy schedules and so far and so on. They have more than just racing to do, you know, and we kind of understand that because, you know, business always come before pleasure. But I thought maybe he might have come in and just promoted the show a little bit, you know. But you got the 901 Bad Boys coming up, y'all. Yep, following next weekend. Yeah, so, you know, for the ones that can't make it, we're going to try to get a Chi-Town Most Wanted some support. We're going to try to give our Native brothers that's in the Motor City Mafia and the Young Money organization, we're going to try to get them some support. A lot of them are going down there, especially 6 Mile Randy. You know, so we'll go down there and try to see some good drag racing, y'all. That's what's happening. Yeah. So it's just dying.
It'd be nice to see them boys make a detour and come up here and play these guys on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's my thing. I'm trying to get them to do the same thing because I always believe a fair exchange ain't no robbery. So my thing, what it is, we don't have a problem with going and getting support, but we'd like to see their faces here and come and do a little supporting for us too also. You know, we've been mentioning this on several occasions, you know, and we continuously try to travel and continue to make things good and show the support and so far and so on, but it ain't no more to drive 700 or 800 miles for us than it is for them, you know, and, you know, because that's what it's all about, you know, right, you know, so. We ask them to do it. We can't make nobody do nothing, you know.
Right.
But, you know, until I see it, now I'm saying, I'm speaking for me now. Can't say it for nobody else. With me being a person that have a show and a person that's part of an organization, until I see it, I'm going to limit my traveling. And the reason I'm going to limit that because I believe in being fair. I have no problem in for the last 6 years living and running back and forth, up and down the road. By myself, no more than a good Lord with me, you know. And my thing with that is, if we can valiantly put ourselves in a position where we can go down there and support them and show them and let them know that we come to fellowship with them and we can't get it back in return, then I don't think that's a fair exchange, in my opinion, you know. That's it. That's all for me.
I might be wrong, but I really don't recall seeing none of the champs race or none of them in his race. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't recall. But I didn't get a
well, you know, that was a... That was supposed to have been a South versus... the one place that Biz had was supposed to have been a South versus the North. Now, I saw Biz there, you know, but I didn't see none of the other guys there, and I didn't understand that. You know, because... we know we were looking for them to have some representatives to come up here and do what they had to do, just like we would go down there. You know, we got guys to go down there faithfully too. You
breaking
know, so
news,
want,
Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry, breaking
come
news.
Come on with it.
Big Country just whooped Tony Wright. Big Country just whooped Tony Wright.
I told him that's what. But didn't that what I said today?
Yes,
I told him that's not. I told him that's what's going to happen, boy. Big Country ain't nothing to play with. And his son driving that car, man. I'm going to get a
credit,
man.
And I think
man.
They said Tony Wright left first.
Oh, man. He drove back around him? Ooh-wee. Big Country done put in some work. Yes, indeed.
The Big Country still got the Mustang.
Yeah, he got. I think he still got
the gap banner.
Yeah, because somebody was telling me last week they ran Bodie with a Command. I said, man, I didn't know they didn't have no Command. They ran a Mustang.
Yeah, well, I know he got Apocalypse and he got Armageddon, those two cars. And Armageddon is the one that he's racing now. I think that's the one. I think that's the one that he was Tony Wright with, Armageddon.
Yeah.
So.
They said it was a gap.
You know how that goes. A gap?
Little Country left first.
Oh, Little Country left first? I was going to say, if he came from behind
it. He say, Little Country left first. He say, turn right, got to do some work. He said, it was a gap down there. He shouldn't be there. He say, he got to go to work.
Yeah. Ooh-wee. I know that's a shocker to a lot of people. But it sure wasn't done to make us. Huh?
Where the guy racing at this weekend?
I don't know. Well, hey, Big Eddie, do you know what track they was at? Was they over in the Carolinas?
Say that again, Uncle Larry.
I said, do you know what track they was racing at? Was they over in North Carolina?
No, I'm not sure. I just happened to turn on Facebook and call Joe.
Oh, okay.
I just happened to turn it on and call it. When I turned it on.
What is that noise I hear on the show?
That track pack.
Okay. Yeah. Big Country to come back again.
Hey, you can't send the video to me. I got to be on Facebook for that, right?
Big Eddie.
Yeah,
Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
You heard him?
No, I just, I was still kind of listening, trying to see what track they was at, what they say.
Yeah.
Hey, I was asking, can you, I got to be on Facebook in order for you to send it to me, right? You can't just send it to my TV. or send the video to my message?
No.
Okay.
Come by. I'll hook you up with the Facebook, man. I'll hook you up with that you can hide.
Okay.
Boy, what we gonna do with it, Big Bob?
Criminals gotta hide. Criminals gotta hide, man. I can go open. You know what I'm saying? I got my true name on there, Mudbone.
Mudbone.
Got my government name on there.
That's okay.
Where all the fellas at you, man? Rob and all? Nephew?
What do you guys
say? No, I haven't heard nothing from Rob. I haven't heard from nephew neither. I hear him in the daytime, but I don't hear him, you know. Not on my show, I haven't heard him. Yeah.
I'm still gonna be there tomorrow. Hey, Tech Tracks, I'm gonna be there.
Shut up.
Watch the race before the time. Hey. Just enjoy myself. Here, please.
Yeah, buddy. What time you plan on being trying to be there tomorrow, bro?
I was thinking I was going to head that way probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we got two little brother Leroy and his two youngest boys. They got football games tomorrow, so they generally be over with somewhere around noon time, 11 or something like that. So we'll be headed out that way to somewhere around in that vicinity of time.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I'll be looking for you when I get there too.
Right. No, well, I'll be at least a spot on the finish line, one or the other, but if I see y'all, I'll just ride down where y'all at.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't never have no problem finding each other when we at the track.
Definitely not.
That'll never be a problem.
Yeah.
Never be a problem. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I definitely want to see Skin and the Kia. I want to see the cucumber and the firebird go at.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a good one. It's going to be a lot of laughter going on before and after that race. Yes, sir. I didn't get the exact time, but I do know it's after 12 o'clock or after 1 o'clock when they get ready to run. So I want to make sure I be there. I want to be there when they get ready to do their thing. Yeah. So in the meantime, between time, y'all, you got real quiet on the show. And I want to let everybody know that I'm hoping to see y'all tomorrow, U.S. Motorplex. 41, Morocco, Indiana, y'all. They're going to be getting it on. For the ones that ain't got nothing to do with it, for the ones able to make it, we're going to be looking forward to seeing y'all there tomorrow. If not, later on down the line, somebody going to call y'all. We're going to let you know what went down. Also, we got Trick or Treat coming up next weekend, y'all. You know, and that's going to be in Holly Springs, Mississippi. You know, for the ones that's able to make that, the ones that's able to go and support, you know, we'll be looking forward to y'all doing that also. You know, so in between time, I'm going to get rid of y'all and shut the show down. Y'all just kind of died down. I thought maybe we'd have a lot more folks on here to come on in and participate in the little festivities we got going on, which is happening on the show. But tomorrow, I will be looking to see some of you all, and if I don't, God bless y'all. And if I don't hear or see anything from you all, I'll be looking for y'all next Saturday night at 8 o'clock with a Clocks Off production and the Uncle Larry Show. So until that time come around again, y'all, I'm going to say God bless y'all, and y'all take care. Brother Mark, I will be looking for you tomorrow, man.
All okay. Well, you definitely a fan. You know, bro, we're gonna hook up there. And
all right, that'll be good. Until then, y'all, peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard.